This is KCUR 89.3. Your bank knows a lot about you, but does it need to know if you're a U.S. citizen? A Roland Park couple who didn't answer that question when Bank of America asked has stumbled into a gray area of banking law. As KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, a debate has emerged over whether federal regulations actually require information about citizenship for a bank account.
When Josh Collins first got the letter from Bank of America more than 2 months ago, he thought it was a scam. It wasn't on glossy paper, and it asked him some unusual questions, like if he had international accounts.
And then it asked if I was a citizen. And to me, I was like, well, I don't know that they need to know this. And I'm not sure that this is legit, so I'll just hold on to it.
He showed the letter to his wife, Jessica Salazar Collins. But Jessica thought the letter looked funny, too, like nothing they had received during the 20 years they'd been with Bank of America. And they're both U.S. citizens. Josh was born in Wichita. So they tossed the letter. Just a day later, Jessica was in a Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru with their kids.
So yeah, I was trying to buy a bag of tacos, and my card was declined. And I remember looking at the woman, and I'm like, no, run it again. Because I thought, I've always had problems with my chip.
She ran it again, declined again.
Immediately, I pull my phone out. She probably thought I was a crazy woman. And I log into my Bank of America app, and I'm showing her how much money. I'm like, look, I have this much money in my account.
The Collins account was frozen. They called Bank of America and confirmed their identity, waited, called again. Then Jessica got an email that said all of the bills she pays automatically online were cut off. They went to a local Bank of America branch and talked to a teller.
And the first question she had is, are you a U.S. citizen? And she turned her computer screen around so we could see the monitor. And there was a little red flag at the bottom.
So I called Bank of America and talked to spokesman Christopher Feeney. He didn't want to talk on tape, nor would he comment on the Collins case specifically. But he says the company has been asking about citizenship for nearly 10 years. And here's where the gray area comes in. Even though the U.S. Treasury says you don't need to be a citizen to open a bank account, Feeney says the bank is required to gather citizenship information under anti-money laundering and terrorism regulations.
I just feel like there's something deeper here. You know, I mean, as a fourth generation Latina.
Jessica Collins says she worries about immigrants who want to open a bank account. She was so angry she posted her family's predicament on Facebook. Others stepped forward to say it had happened to them, and the story took off.
I was not only shocked, but I was offended.
That's Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, a Missouri Democrat. Cleaver sits on the House Finance Committee and has asked for a hearing on this issue. He says he's met with Hispanic leaders in Kansas City, and news of this citizenship policy has created fear in their community.
I don't think that it's an issue that any person who believes in the diversity of America can ignore. And the other thing is, it's not against the law for a non-American to have a banking account in the United States.
So again, that's true, but bankers describe it like a catch-22. They say that since 9/11, strict federal regulations on customer identity have expanded, and they must ask about country of citizenship or face government sanctions. Jessica and Josh Collins have since moved their money to Main Street Credit Union in Mission. They weren't asked about their citizenship when they were at the bank to open their account, though Main Street's online application does ask. As for all the attention garnered by the Collins problem, Bank of America's spokesman says their procedures haven't changed. What's changed, he says, is the political environment. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.